Welcome, my friends, to the January 6th, Earth 2017 edition of Pop Culture Fridays. I am your host, as always, Troy Ramos, the ecto-cooler of podcast hosts, the sugar babies of the iTunes charts, the 7-10 split of the lowbrow arts. It's 7 degrees outside, but it's hot in here, let me tell you. Okay, I'm going to stop rapping. How are you? I think I know why I just tried to rap there. I finished Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix. I thought it was great. I'm not a big hip hop person, and I think part of it after watching that was because I didn't really understand the history or the context. I kind of grew up in the gangster rap era, and I wasn't aware that there were other eras like Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and, you know, whatever else the documentary talks about. I kind of thought that it was all coming from the same place, and it was really interesting to see how some artists influenced others, and some of the early stuff, like in the 70s and the early 80s, was so, like, just flashy and showy. I mean, we're talking about outfits here and choreography. It was really interesting. So I highly recommend that. It's about 4 episodes, I think, an hour long. And that was season 1 on there, so I assume there's going to be season 2 because it stopped sort of after the gangster rap era. I don't know what's going to come after that. What is it? What happened after Snoop Dogg? I don't know. I mean, style-wise, I mean, there were other artists that I could name, but was there a style after that? Or is it just like, you know, I guess who came right after that? Was it like Busta Rhymes? Was that one of the people after that? I don't know. Tribe Called Quest, where they fit into all that? I don't have no idea. I thought they were an 80s band, but maybe not. Anyway, finished a couple things. Getting through my watch list on Netflix and Hulu, HBO. And speaking of HBO, I'm about to give my 10-year review, 10 years later, review of The Sopranos. I finished it. I watched it all. I started watching it upon my return from my little visit to my second home, or my winter home, perhaps, of Portland, Oregon. And it took a while, and I gotta tell you, I liked it. And at the same time, I thought that there were many episodes that were throwaways, like some cheesy moments in some episodes. I didn't feel like I was watching a piece that, like from the beginning to end, was just beautiful art, you know, like Criterion Collection, thoughtful, whatever. It felt like at times it was annoying and cheesy, and I kind of wanted to just look away and get through it or leave it on when I went to get some food or whatever and miss out. But I didn't. But in the end, I think it's safe to say that there is no reason to warn you about spoilers, since everybody had seen it besides me up until now. But in the end, I think it was really interesting. What a commentary on people. I was going back and forth for a while about he was, you know, sleeping with other women, and he made the argument in the middle, like, hey, listen, this is making our marriage better. Like, I'm not as angry. The kids are fine. What's your problem? And she's like, that's not what we agreed to. And it was when he killed, when he had Adriana killed, that was the girlfriend of the fiance of Christopher Moltisanti. And when she knew she was going to get killed and Syl was like dragging her out of the car, oh my God, I was really high, first of all. So of course, freaky shit happens like that when you're high. And it just affected me a lot, that episode. And then when they got in the car wreck and he killed Christopher Moltisanti by just plugging his nose, I thought, this guy's a fucking monster. He really is. I mean, what an egomaniac. You want to get as far away from this guy as possible if you're in that show. And it's interesting because in the beginning, his therapist, I think it's Lorraine Bracco. Man, she's still, well, this is 10 years ago, but, you know, whatever. At that time, anyway. But you'd think, like, at first she was kind of attracted to him, and you think, you don't want to be associated with this guy. He's a killer. He's a murderer. You don't want to hang out with murderers. That's like rule number one. If somebody's killed people and they're still walking the streets, you want to not hang out with that person. I'm pretty sure that's good advice. So anyway, Sopranos, big thumbs up. I probably wouldn't watch it again, but I do feel attached to the characters. Boy, the son, what a weak fucking piece of shit, huh? I mean, not a piece of shit, but just weak. Like the weeping son in Braveheart, the sniveling, no strength, just bottom feeder. Not bottom feeder. I'm being unfair to AJ at this point. But yeah, Meadow, I think, was my favorite. The mom really annoyed the shit out of me. I feel like she was annoying people almost on purpose. That was her way of getting attention. And yeah, I don't know. I like the way it ended. I don't know what people are talking about with the ending. I think it's pretty clear, after I looked it up, of course, that we're seeing the ending from his perspective, right? You're watching this. She comes up to the diner. They're all sitting in the diner. And then the screen just goes black. That's him getting popped in the back of the head by that guy who walked into the bathroom. That's what it is. You know, as Bobby said a little bit earlier, you don't know. When you don't know what's coming, it's just over. And that's what happened. And the show is over because we were watching it from his perspective, essentially. So, anyway. Sopranos, you should check it out. 10 years later. Oh, shit. Looking at my phone, I see that there's a shooter in Florida that's killed 5 people. Fantastic. What a country. That's not really fitting into arts, but although it might fit into pop culture. For American pop culture. I mean, isn't that, I don't know what the definition of pop culture is, like some things that are popular, and clearly killing people is popular in this country. So maybe that's his performance art. I have no idea. Sick fuck, clearly. And, you know, it's just another shooting. You wonder what people get up, like what they think of this country when they read this. Like somewhere in France, they're picking up the paper They're pulling up a website or they're turning on the television and they see like, hey, there's a shooter in an American airport. And it's like, fuck, what's wrong with them? Like, other people have guns, but how come they don't kill each other? I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. Speaking of politics, sort of, I don't know why that gets lumped into politics, but it does for some reason, maybe unfairly. But there's a GOP congressman named Duncan Hunter who removed a painting in the Capitol that depicted cops as pigs. I looked at it briefly, and it looked like it said, "Stop killing us." So I think it must be a modern painting. And I don't know where or they was hung or if they have like a gallery inside the Capitol or if it's just like in the hallway. But he apparently just took it down himself. You just made that painting famous, motherfucker. What's wrong with you? You stupid son of a bitch. From his perspective, he thinks he's doing the right thing. And that painting now is going to be worth something and people are going to want to get it. Unless he destroyed it. I don't know. It's an interesting thing, politics and art. I'm not personally a big fan of it. If it's subtle, I like it. But, you know, nobody's a pig, you know, except for pigs. Just don't be an asshole. That should be the Constitution. Let's just get rid of it all. Don't be an asshole. Rule number one. Rule number two, see rule number one. How about that? Oh, what a day. Let's see, what else do I got? So as I was talking last time, I had this, I had a couple discussions with people about the vinyl versus digital versus CD. I think CDs are out. I've come to a decision. I think I'm going to raise money for a vinyl release. I've got 2 albums and I want to put them both on vinyl. They're too long to fit one on each side and they don't go together. So I don't really want to put them together. So it's going to have to be I'm going to try one and see how it goes. And it'll be vinyl plus digital. Isn't that exciting? I'm very excited. This is going to be the year shit happens. That's what I'm calling it. The year shit happened. That'll be the future autobiography. The year shit happened, 2017. That's what's going to do. And I'm really excited about it because it's going to be nice to have a beautiful record. I mean, that's like, oh, I don't know. It's a long time coming, I think. I've CDs, they're just, you know, we don't even need to talk about it. I would buy them, and some people definitely responded to me and said, like, I still use CDs all the time, and they still put them in cars, but I think I'm going to go for records, and it'll force me to get a record player, which I've said on this podcast before. I don't have one, and I keep talking about it, and I think that's going to make me get one as well. Yes! How about that? Vinyl and digital. Look for that in 2017. If you're in the area of this frozen Arctic, by the way, I'm wearing gloves in the house, winter gloves. It's that fucking cold. My heat works just fine, but it's so fucking cold out. It has been for so long. I know some of you are so angry at winter. I look at, especially out in Portland, my winter home, except for this year. And I see that it's like 16 today. And it's supposed to snow tomorrow, and it's supposed to snow next week, and I know that stings. I'm so sorry. I wish I could take your pain away, sweetie. I wish I could. I have a brother in Los Angeles. What's wrong with me? Why am I here? I should be over there. If you hear this, brother in Los Angeles, just make up a place to sleep on the couch, because I've got my ticket, and I'm ready to come out there, and we're going to make it happen. Not really. I wish I could. Although, I do have some big changes coming for myself. I'll be moving cities, I think, in the next couple months. Depends on when I can get this rented. Stuff's going to happen. I'm telling you. I've got this urge to like go somewhere fun and just have a couple months of just drinking and smoking, really hitting the herb hard lately. I love it. It's great. It's just, I'm really enjoying it. I love listening to music again, and it makes everything better. My bike rides and like post work days where it just makes my body feel better. It's so magical. And I am so close to getting my medical card. Should have it by next week. That's exciting, right? So then I can just go back and forth between Michigan and Oregon with my card when I visit one or the other. And I'm just like, always flowing, always feeling good. How does that work? If you take, if you have a card and it's legal, can you take, like, on a plane or a train? Can you take it with you? What if you can, but then there's like an emergency landing for some reason in North Dakota? I don't think they fuck around with that shit in North Dakota. I mean, I don't know why anybody gives a shit anymore, but I don't know what the rules are. Anyway, that's all for my high ass this week. Look for me next week. I think I'm going to have an interesting guest next week. I want to make sure that that she can do it. If not, I think it's time to do another Alan Watts episode. If you've got an idea for an episode, let me hear it. Let me know what you think. What should I cover? I love Alan Watts. I think Terrence McKenna, you wouldn't believe the amount of downloads that Terrence McKenna gets. It's fucking insane. But yeah, something. So next week, I'll meet you again. This is like a little affair that we have. Like, you meet me here every once in a while, like once a week. And we just, this is like a old rundown motel. And we just did it. That's what happened. And it was good. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I'll see you again next week. All right. So take care of yourselves. Try to keep yourself warm. Get those onesies out and fire up a bowl and a glass of whiskey. And I will see you next week. Until next Pop Culture Friday, friends.